Good morning. I'd like to call the Senate Environmental Quality Committee to order. We have a special hearing today. We have one matter on the calendar. This is AJR 20 by Gonzalez Fletcher. Good morning, Ms. Gonzalez Fletcher. We have, we'll proceed as a subcommittee. As soon as I get one more member, we'll establish a quorum. Please proceed.
Good morning. AJR 20 will declare California's commitment to goals set by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in order to reduce harmful effects of global warming. Climate change continues to pose immediate and long-term threats to the state's economy, sustainability, natural resources, and public education. Economically, if we do not address the issue of climate change, it's projected that unmitigated global warming will leave global GDP per capita 23% lower in 2100 than without any warming. With the withdrawal of the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement, numerous states have banded together to continue to work toward meeting the targets of the Global Climate Accord. This joint resolution also requests that the United Nations create a separate category for the recognition and participation of state jurisdictions whose parent countries are not part of or have withdrawn from the Paris Climate Agreement. AJR 20 would keep California on track to combat dangers of global warming. And with me today, Raymond Burnell from the California Catholic Conference.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Ray Burnell. I'm the Director of Environmental Stewardship for the Catholic Church here in California, and we're in strong support of this bill, of this resolution, excuse me. We support AJR 20 because the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, along with Pope Francis, have consistently upheld the Paris Agreement as an important international mechanism to promote environmental stewardship and encourage climate change mitigation. Although the federal government has regrettably decided to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement, it's vital that individual states continue to work together toward meeting the targets of that global climate accord. Through such solidarity, Americans can address the current challenge of global warming by requiring rapid and substantial reductions in our consumption of fossil fuels, while also significantly increasing energy efficiency and the use of renewable energy. AJR 20 expresses our state's commitment in pressing forward to quantifiably reduce emissions harmful to our planet and the health of our communities, especially for those most vulnerable Californians. For these reasons, we respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you. Are there others here in support of AJR 20? Please come forward, identify yourself.
Good morning. Melissa Romero with the environmental group Californians Against Waste in support.
Tracy Quinn, Natural Resources Defense Council in support.
Matt Klovenstein with the Union of Concerned Scientists in support.
Kyle Jones with Sierra Club, California, and also on behalf of California League of Conservation Voters in support.
Are there members of the public opposed to AJR 20? Seeing none, let's bring it back to the dais. Senator Hill.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and I want to thank the author for the great resolution, and the number of co-authors, I think, indicates the significance of this resolution and how important it is for California and the leadership role that we have taken, and thank you for continuing that with this resolution. And it's nice to see that the Catholic Church is here today in support of this as well, and it's much appreciated that that statement is critical, and I'd be happy to move this resolution when at the appropriate time, Mr. Chair.
I just had a question on the Under 2 MOU, which is a sort of a subnational group committed to the Paris Accord, and this subcategory. How would you, what would be the interplay? Because the subcategory would only be for Syria and the U.S. and the others who have pulled out. Is that, am I getting that right?
And it would be really up to the United Nations. This is obviously aspirational. You know, we wanted, in fact, Assemblymember Stone is the one who came to me with that language because he wanted this to be even more meaningful than just simply saying California should adhere to this agreement, but should also ask the UN, because we're not alone in this, and it's not, it wouldn't, of course, have California signing a treaty. There was some discussion of that. It's clearly, that's not what we're looking for. But bringing together those subnational groups that have also made this commitment now that we have a number of them.
I mean, I know that Senator Lara was in Paris a year and a half ago, and if there was a, you know, we were there in a role as a subnational, mm-hmm. but really had no official role. So if there was a category, I guess, in future COPs, whether it's bond or years ahead, as the other parties of the agreement were meeting, that there would be a official role for a subnational whose parent country was not participating mm-hmm. to participate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions of the author? We have a motion. Please call the roll.
Establish quorum.
Let's establish a quorum. Please call the roll.
Senators Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here. Stone?
Here.
Stone here. Gaines? Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Lotta?
Here.
Lotta here. Skinner? Stern.
Okay, a quorum is established. Now we have the motion by Senator Hill on AJR 20. Please call the roll.
Item 1, AJR 20, by Assemblymember Gonzalez-Fletcher. The motion is that the measure be adopted. Senators Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Stone?
No.
Stone, no. Gaines? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Lotta?
Aye.
Lotta, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern?
Okay, we'll keep the roll open. I'll have the sergeants call. Congratulations. On to the floor.
Much.
He's in it with governor right now.
Assistant, can you call the absent members on item number one, AJR 20?
The motion is that the measure be adopted. The current vote is 4-1 with the chair voting aye and the vice chair voting no. Absent members Gaines, Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
We'll keep the roll open. Okay, let's call the absent members one more time. Assistant?
Item 1, AJR 20 by Assemblymember Gonzalez-Fletcher. The motion is that the measure be adopted. Current vote is 5-1, with the chair voting aye and the vice chair voting no. Absent member Gaines.
All right, let's close the roll. That matters successful and passes on 5-1 vote, and we are adjourned.